Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week, from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. You don't have to look around very much to see people submitting to evil suggestions. We may not see much bad stuff in our own lives, but news reports now available in various media 24/7 make it pretty clear that there's a lot of bad behavior out there. Most of the time, we probably just sigh and shake our heads. Is this the way things are and have to be? Do we just have to accept more and more evil? The Bible says the answer is no. In fact, it has this promise: "Thou shalt not see evil any more." And there's also this: "I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." So in the end, good wins, not evil. How does this happen? The Bible depicts God as saying, "I will put my spirit within you." And it gives any number of examples to illustrate the point. There's Joseph, for instance. All sorts of rotten things happened to him, yet he maintained his faith in good and was able to save countless people from starvation in a famine. And there's Saul, who became Paul. He did terrible things to the early Christians because he disagreed with them, but he had a transforming experience that showed him what good really was, and he gave up his evil ways. That same Spirit of God is active today. It's in all of us, and it's a powerful antidote to evil. May we all respond to it more and more. Amen.